two eyes with eyebrows over them. 172, the nose. 199, a beard. 120, I can't make that one out at all.
It's this area over here.
Oh, the throat. I see. I'll just show a little more of the lower face. Throat, something of an Adam's apple. 106, an ear. 190, tongue. And the roof of the mouth. The teeth of the upper jaw. 105, a pair of hands. One showing the back of the hand and one the palm. 142, a baby in a crib. 170, a pair of oars. Underneath, a boat tied by a painter, with apparently a rudder in the rear. 11, a simple bench. 119, looks like an ancient chariot wheel, at least an ancient wheel. 180, a needle, thread, spool with thread on it. 192, an explosion of some sort, maybe blasting, maybe an exploding shell. 113, a rain shower falling upon the earth. 107, mountains. 160, pen, paper, bottle of ink. 155, a very strange looking house under construction. It might be a barn with a workman in front pushing a wheelbarrow, a man alongside who is carrying a, presumably some kind of timber over his shoulder. Board or a rafter or a scantling. 128, a palm tree. 130, a house, a residence. At the end of a walk with a picture window. 101, a door over which there is a balcony, off which opens another door. 114, comb. Man who needs a haircut. 110, well, it might be intended for an open box. It's rather difficult to say. Four sides nailed together, somewhat crudely. 184, two large trees and a small tree. 116, oh, a saucepan. I might call that a kettle, or yes, I think kettle would be the closest word. 109, a fish. 104, a flag. 245, anvil and blacksmith's hammer. 222, three pairs. 234, an alligator, or it might be a crocodile. I'm not sure what the difference between them is. 200,